the rest of the story. In 1824, workmen repairing a national highway in Pennsylvania were digging into the roadbed and discovered a human skeleton. From the buttons and the buckles that had once adorned the deceased clothing, it was clear that he had been a high-ranking military officer. But who was he? And why had he been buried here in the middle of what had always been a road? Well, the answer comprises the rest of the story. You may address him as Lieutenant Colonel Sir, if you wish. But considering his considerable winnings as a gambler in the game of life, one might more appropriately refer to him as Mr. Lucky, and so we shall. In July of 1755, almost 70 years before the discovery of the skeleton on the old National Pike, Mr. Lucky was an officer in the French and Indian War, second in command to British General Edwin Braddock. He engaged the enemy in what history would remember as the Battle of Fort Duquesne. With artillery blazing all around him, he suddenly felt a sharp tug at his coat. He glanced down to see that it had been ripped apart by French bullets, which apparently had passed within fractions of an inch of his vital organs. General Braddock was astonished and said so. But the lucky lieutenant colonel, utterly unperturbed, replied that this sort of thing was always happening to him. Of course, he did not have time in the heat of battle to recount the numerous instances in which he ought to have drowned, but did not, in which he had been fired upon point blank, and yet miraculously escaped without a scratch. Why, earlier, in this very campaign, he'd led an insanely perilous surprise attack on the French, deliberately exposing himself to massive enemy fire, the bullets whistling past his ears he later described as a charming sound. Not one of them even grazed him. Experiences such as those only reinforced Mr. Lucky's conclusion that Providence had rendered him invulnerable, perhaps for some special purpose in life. And so it was with great confidence that he bade his commanding officer, General Braddock, to press onward with him down a treacherous path in the Battle of Fort Duquesne. Reluctantly, the general agreed. As they rode forth, Mr. Lucky's hat was shot off, then his horse was shot out from under him. But once again, not a scratch, not a scratch. It was General Braddock, instead, who was shot from his saddle and later died. It was General Braddock whom Mr. Lucky would bury in the middle of a well-traveled road, concealing the grave so that the enemy would not discover and desecrate the corpse. The general's remains, unearthed decades later by road workers, would be identified by what was left of its clothing, would be interred on a knoll overlooking what would become U.S. Highway 40 near Pittsburgh. And Mr. Lucky, well, his luck continued to hold. Time and time again on the field of battle, war after war after war, he would charge into circumstances which for anyone else would have spelled certain death. Yet the special purpose for which he believed he was being spared ultimately came to pass. For once upon a revolution, there was a burgeoning nation in need of a risk taker and a lot of luck. And it found them both in an invincible veteran of the French and Indian War, Lieutenant Colonel George Washington. Now you know the rest of the story.